I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about too busy. Just being too busy, where we get to this point where we're maybe overwhelmed, maybe we're distracted. And this busyness of life sometimes can steal our presence. Can steal our presence where we're distracted, we're doing too many things at one time. And we're not being truly present in the things that we're doing because we're thinking about all the other things that we need to do at the same time. And I'm just getting this picture because for me, this is a personal message, I guess, today. Just found out it's been a busy season of life. A lot going on, multiple things to do every day, probably more to do and get done in a day than can typically even be done on most days, it seems like. Hard to get it all done. And in this busyness, I found that my kids were really needing my presence. They really needed some time that wasn't about school or schoolwork or chores or necessarily even teaching them anything. Just some time to be present with them. Just some time to just be present. No phone, no distraction, nothing else on my mind to do other than just simply be present with them. And I think this is an important part of life. Just having these times with the important people in our lives. I think even on these daily communion meditations, this is a time to kind of put the busyness aside. I think one of the powerful things about doing these daily communion meditations every day is to stop everything else for a little bit of time. And the reality is we often say, I don't have enough time, but we do. God has given us more than enough time. In His grace, He's given us more than enough time. If that's a new concept for you, give it a try. Just start praising and thanking God. Well, ask Him first, God, help me get all this done today and have more than enough time. Thank you that your grace is sufficient. And then you got to keep your eyes on it because the busyness of life will try to distract you and try to kind of lie to you that you got to do all these things. In our time blueprint, in the Abundant Life blueprint, we talk about time is about playing defense. You got to play defense in the area of time because a lot of times, things will creep into our day that are really not that important. And they'll begin to steal our time. And you find all of a sudden that you're like in this prison in the area of time where you don't have enough, doesn't seem like you have enough time to get it all done, all these types of things. That's where we can begin to believe for God to set us free in our time. And He's got more than enough time for you today to get it all done. I'm just getting this picture in my mind. The little kids go running up to Jesus, wanting to spend time with Him. And the disciples get angry. They tell the little kids to go away. Jesus is busy. Jesus is doing work. Jesus is doing ministry. Jesus is healing people and doing miraculous things. You know, you kids need to get out of here. You need to go away. But Jesus gets mad at the disciples. He says, "Let the little kids come to me." He makes time for them. In our own lives, this is relevant for us. Imagine going to God. Imagine going to God. You want to spend some time with Him. You have some things, maybe some questions, or you just want to be around His presence. You go to Him and you say, He says, no, I'm busy. I just got all these things to do. I'm busy right now. God wouldn't do that to us. And to become more like Him is to grow in this where we are more present, we're more listening, we're not distracted when we're with the important people in our lives. To get more present, to become a better listener. Sometimes people in our lives just need us to be present. They don't need anything else from us other than our presence. But we get too busy for that. God's not going to say, oh, you know what, I'm too busy. Or imagine you're talking to God and God's over there texting on his phone while you're talking to him. Or he's over washing the dishes or doing the laundry while you're trying to talk to him. He's working on the computer while you're trying to talk to him. God's not going to do that. In our family blueprint, in the Abundant Life blueprint, we talk about one of the most important aspects of our family is what we call catching bids. This concept, I learned about it from Gary Thomas in his book called Cherish. But catching bids is anytime somebody tries to connect with you, you stop whatever you're doing and you give them your presence. And you connect with them. And remember, in all interactions with people, you're either trying to connect or you're trying to get away. How do you know if you're trying to get away? You're thinking about all the other things that you want to do. You want to end that conversation so you can get out of there and do the other things that you want to do. In all relationships, these bids, catching these bids are a form of honor. When people try to connect with you and you're busy, you're distracted, you're doing other things, you're not giving them your presence, what are you doing? You're dishonoring them. And God does not do that to us. He honors us. Now, sometimes we get too busy and things that we know we should be doing get put on the back burner because of the busyness of all these other things. Maybe your quiet time with God, maybe your communion time with God, your Bible reading, your workouts, your health, all these things get put on the back burner. Relationships with your family, they get put on the back burner for these other things. Is where we got to play that defense in the area of time. Usually our time gets stolen because of two things. We're trying to please people. There's this fear of wanting to please people and look good in front of other people, and the fear of not having enough money. Are usually the two big things that steal our time, get us imprisoned in our time. So I'm a little bit just going from the heart today, from the head, from the heart. Don't have specific scriptures for us, but let's go ahead and pray. Then we're going to get into our time of communion today, asking God, just thanking him, number one, for his presence. He's not too busy for us. Think about it, God's running an entire world. He's running an entire everything. And he's still got time for us as individuals. Obviously, here there's some things that we don't know that we need to grow in, because just in my own life, I've seen it. And just as I observe other people's lives, everybody's too busy. I remember at one point in time in my life, I know we're gonna pray here, I promise. At one point in time in my own life, was in the busyness of life and running business and family and just everything going on. I remember praying and asking God, how do you keep it all in order? How do you do it? You're a God of order. How do you keep everything in order? You're managing much more than I am. And the answer I got was, look to the pattern of my Sabbaths. And as I began to look into his Sabbaths, I began to see it's more than just every seventh day. It was about rhythm. It was about rhythms. There was things, there were Sabbaths. There was a weekly Sabbath. There was a monthly new moon Sabbath. And there were the yearly cycle of festivals as well. The temple had this rhythm. There was this rhythm of the Sabbath. And then every seventh year was also supposed to be a year of rest. There was this rhythm to their lives, rhythm to the temple. And I believe what God was showing me is that this rhythm is how I create order and structure to keep it all in order. And when things are ordered, you save time, you save space, everything is more efficient. So God, I think what we're asking today, I know we're going to, let's go ahead and pray here first. Normally on our daily communion meditations, we've already done it by now, but we pray a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still and to examine ourselves, to get positioned in the light before our time of communion. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening. All their families, their friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time again. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today. Father, I ask you to help us get this right today, to be more present, to be better listeners, to cut through the busyness of life, to help us become more like you in this, Lord. We're asking for your help on this today, to be fruitful and multiply and increase greatly and to be productive, but not too busy. Not too busy where we can't take the time to stop and just be present with you, be present with the important people in our lives. Father, I ask you to expand our borders, expand our capacity to receive this and your love and your grace and your goodness and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So normally we take a few more minutes to go through our four fundamentals. We're going to touch on them quickly today, and then we're going to take communion. Four fundamentals. These are the four fundamentals. I think you master these four things, along with being more present, like we talked about. Make a big difference in your day. Number one, getting positioned in the light. Stay positioned in forgiveness and love and thanksgiving and praise. That's our positioning. Like the on-off switch. You stay positioned in thanksgiving all day, one of the greatest expressions of faith. That grace begins to flow. And then we're going to magnify the light today. We're going to choose to focus on, even if there's problems and issues, you feel too busy, whatever it is, we're going to choose to focus on God, to magnify his word, to give his word a higher priority in our life, to magnify his steadfast love and his faithfulness, that he's always on time, that he always fulfills his promises, that nothing's impossible for him. We're going to choose to focus on those things and to magnify those things, rather than to just keep magnifying and focusing on the problem. It's not that there's not going to be issues and problems. We're just going to choose to magnify God as bigger than the problems today. And then we're going to pay attention to the symptoms of what we're magnifying. When we're magnifying darkness, we're not positioned in the light, we're magnifying darkness. Everything feels heavy and oppressive and confusing, like there's no way out, like you're trapped or you're stuck. There's fear and stress and worry and hopelessness and all these types of things. But we're in the light. Everything feels free and easy and effortless, full of peace and joy. Learning to recognize those symptoms and to change our focus quickly whenever we get off track. Feeling like we don't have enough time is focusing on darkness, actually. Being too busy, where we're still focused on it, we're overwhelmed with the busyness, is focused on darkness. When in the light, there's more than enough time to take the time and be present with some people that are trying to connect with you. Then we're going to stay tuned in today, following God's leading and direction, waiting for Him, waiting for His leading to know what to do. We're going to wait for His leading and direction. Often we move too quickly. We're going to wait for Him till we know what to do, and then we're going to take action. Often we get our time stolen because we're jumping into things too quickly. You're going to wait for His leading. You're going to wait in His doorway till you know what to do. And then you're going to take action. You're going to put our fourth fundamental practice. You're going to do what you know to do. You're going to wait till you know. And then once you know, you're going to go for it. And you're going to execute those things with peace and joy and confidence in God because you're trusting that He is with you. He's helping you to execute those things today. So we're going to take communion here. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for You that You always make time for us. You're a God of order, and everything in Your kingdom functions in perfect order. You've given us more than enough time. Just meditating on that. He's given us more than enough time. He didn't give us a shortage of time. He's given us more than enough time. Just have to learn to function in it differently. Just have to learn to function in it differently. Heavenly Father, we're asking for Your help today. To have us not be too busy. To become more like You. That You always make time for us. Help us to grow in this, Lord. We thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and said, "This is My body broken for You. Do this in remembrance of Me." Then He said, "Take it. Receive it." That He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through His one sacrifice. The cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of His blessing. Father, we thank You for this bread and ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In My blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this cup of the new covenant. We can have this covenant relationship with God. And I believe as you run to Him, you experience His presence and goodness. You experience Him flowing in your time, helping you to become more present and connected with the people around you. It's going to help you to know Him better, to know His heart. Father, we thank You for this cup and ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. If you feel like you're too busy, here's what I want you to do. Go take a little time, more time than you think you need to, and go connect. I call it a memorial portion. Take a little bit of your time and go give it away. Go give it away. Start your day that way, thinking, "I got more than enough time today. God's with me. He's got more than enough time for me today." Go give away some of your presence and go connect with some of those important people in your life. Take your time doing it. I think you're going to find that you begin to do that, God's going to begin to open up more and more time for you in the day. One of the things I've learned is we've all got 24 hours in the day. But the way we experience those 24 hours can be greatly different. We can all experience them in a completely different way. I think you start to put these things into practice, you're going to begin to experience it in a much different way as well. And you're going to be more productive, you're going to be more fruitful, but less busy. Hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.